The God Hypothesis. What do you think? Written by Bart Ehrman. Read by Mike Johnson. I don't think you can disprove the existence of God, and I don't think you can prove it. There are some things that, by their very nature, are not susceptible of proof, at least at this stage of our knowledge, including some things that theoretically exist or not. If you want to insist that one of the universes within the multiverse is an exact replica of ours down to the very molecule, so that my cosmic double is typing these very words the moment I am, I have no way of proving it or disproving it. Some will argue it's likely, especially if there's an infinite number of universes, in which case in another one of them, my cosmic virtual double is typing these words but changing one of them, and in another, etc. Even so, that kind of thing could, in theory, be proven or disproven if human knowledge expands geometrically in the future, since we would probably be talking about a physical entity that exists. But when it comes to God, we are not talking about a physical, measurable entity located in some kind of time and space. And so, with that kind of thing, empirical data, those that can in theory be observed, are not involved. Maybe our geometric progress in knowledge will blast off and make even such things possible in a couple of thousand years. Who knows? But it's not possible now. That's why I don't think arguments for the existence of God make any sense. I'm not simply saying that I don't find any of the arguments convincing. I'm saying that if God can't be proved or disproved, the arguments are simply irrelevant. That's why I myself have never used the argument of evil and suffering as evidence that God does not exist. The existence of evil and suffering are the reason I don't believe he exists. Others don't find that reason reasonable. Fair enough. I find all sorts of things more reasonable or unreasonable than other people do, and vice versa. How can anyone prefer peach ice cream to chocolate? It's not reasonable. I'm just saying. My view is that people may and should have reasons for what they believe or do not believe, but these do not amount to arguments that can or should convince anyone else. As an imperfect analogy, and yes, I know it's imperfect, like you, I can detail some of the imperfections, I cannot argue that you should fall in love with someone in particular. I may have reasons why I think you should, although I personally think it is ridiculous that anyone would explain why you should love someone, even though that happens a lot. But those reasons cannot constitute arguments that will persuade you. I can insist, for example, look, he's handsome, he has a really good job, he's kind, he has a great family and interesting friends. Of course you should fall in love with him, but love doesn't work that way. It's not something you can be reasoned into. And if someone does reason you into it, most of the time it ain't going to work well in the long run. Love isn't the kind of thing that is evidence-based. Neither is God. Imperfect analogy recognized. Yet, some people constantly look at and come up with arguments. In my view, what are often seen as the best arguments, evidence or proof, for the existence of God, by those who think one can make arguments, involve elements of our existence that simply cannot be explained, or as well explained, unless there is a God who has created and in some sense oversees the world/universe. My view is that whatever elements of our existence you choose, it's a lousy argument. I do get the argument. I used to hold to it and argue it. How else can we explain the Big Bang? Something had to cause it. How else can we explain life coming out of non-life? Rocks don't transform into cherry trees on their own. How else can we explain the mind-blowing complexities, intricacies, complications of the universe where the design is far beyond human imagination? If you find a working watch on the ground, you don't think it just evolved there by itself. Once the arguer makes this point, she moves on to describe the mind-blowing, the amazing complexities of design that would require an intelligence behind them in order to explain them. How do you explain the fact that, on one level, we can make sense of it all, that the universe is intelligible to us? There's no way that could happen through a combination of matter, time, and chance. How do you explain that we have consciousness, that we not only exist, but know we exist, and know that we know we exist, and can think about the fact that we know we exist? That requires some kind of conscious intelligence behind it all. How do you explain? Pick your inexplicability. There are lots of them. Let's call this the God hypothesis. If you can't understand something in the natural world, you hypothesize that there is a power outside the natural world causing it. I know it's a convincing hypothesis for many people of all sorts, from the 7-year-old kid who starts thinking about such things for the first time to very serious intellectuals who write books and columns for the New York Times. But alas, not me. The easiest way for me to explain why I think it's a lousy argument/hypothesis, and I think it's the latter, not the former, is that these same people, well, the adult intellectuals, realize how ridiculous this argument was in ancient and even medieval times, all the way up to Enlightenment. People have always believed that things they could not understand are incomprehensible, not because we just don't know enough yet, but because the only possible explanation is that God is behind them. You're an ancient Greek. Why did lightning strike your house? Zeus sent down a thunderbolt. It's not explicable by what we know of the world otherwise. You're an ancient Jew. How did all those stars get up there? God put them there. There was no multi-million year formation of the galaxy. You're an ancient Christian. Why is this person raving and/or writhing on the ground? He is possessed by a demon. There's no such thing as schizophrenia. For most of antiquity, the proofs of God were everywhere to be seen. Why doesn't the ocean overrun the shores? God put a boundary on it. Why does a person get unexpectedly ill? God has cursed or punished them. Why does one person heal but another not? God worked a miracle. Why did we get crushed by a foreign power? God abandoned us. Or their gods are more powerful than ours. Why do birds have wings? God made them that way. Why does the sun come up? God causes it. And on and on and on, world without end. The God hypothesis, whenever it's convenient. But today, we know more than we used to. About climate and weather, about anatomy, about chemistry, biology, physics, name your science. And things that people used to attribute to the gods or God, we recognize as working through natural phenomena. We don't need Zeus or the Christian God to explain the LA wildfires, or Hurricane Helene, or tsunamis, earthquakes, mental illness, birth defects, brain tumors, fatal accidents, etc., etc., etc. Some people still think God is behind it all, of course, and I have no major qualms with that, unless they think these things prove that he is, or even provide any bit of evidence that he is. It's a belief, not an evidence-based fact. Even if we do think God is behind the laws of nature, that God, e.g., designed the second law of thermodynamics, we still realize that things happen not because God is intervening in a trillion ways every second, but because this is how nature works. And hey, the steady increase of entropy within a closed system is not just a good idea, it's the law. And so, in sum, we know now that ancient and medieval people, as a non-exhaustive example, were ignorant. Not in a bad way, they just didn't and couldn't know yet. And out of ignorance, they attributed what they could not explain in nature to God or the gods. We don't explain those things like that now because we know more. They appealed to the God hypothesis for things we normally don't. Then why would we use the same argument/hypothesis for things we ourselves don't know? It is because we think we know about as much as we're going to know about the natural world. That's just patently false and crazily arrogant. So why do we base an argument/hypothesis on what we know is a falsehood? I'm not saying that at some point we will know for certain what caused the Big Bang. The question may not even make sense. Or exactly how life emerged from non-life, or how we have consciousness. These, for me, are the three greatest puzzles of existence. But the fact that we don't know the answers and may well never know the answers does not make me think we should move back to the default position, oh, the only explanation then is God. For me, that makes no more sense in 2025 than in 1025 or in 25. The natural response to this, by those who do believe, is to say, but what about this or what about that? I get it. And as I've said, I'm absolutely not opposed to people being comfortable in their belief in God and having some kind of expressed or unexpressed reasons for it. I much prefer expressed reasons. Something as important as this surely deserves some sustained thought. I myself go the other direction. There are reasons for me not to believe, and I'm very comfortable with that as well. How about you? What do you think?